Well, today in the White House briefing in Washington, Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced that they had received a request to set up another meeting with North Korea.
The president has achieved tremendous success with his policies so far, and this letter was further evidence of progress in that relationship.
With the White House seeming happy with the latest progress, Jack Birkenfeld has more.
Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders celebrated an improvement in North Korean and U.S. relations after the White House received a letter requesting for another meeting after their historic summit held in June. Besides promises to denuclearize made at the summit, Huckabee Sanders highlighted other signs of improving relations, such as the return of remains of American veterans of the Korean War and the current cessation of nuclear tests. Experts like Dr. Leonard Petrov, visiting fellow for the Australian National University College of Asia and the Pacific, also see this letter as part of a broader move to improve relations and to denuclearize the region.
And I believe that's what the letter which Kim Jong-un sent to Donald Trump was again emphasizing. We need to finish the war. If the war is over, there's no need for nuclear weapons. There's no need for hostility or mistrust. There's no need for massive, expensive and provocative war games.
He suggests that this genuine desire for peace stems from a push to integrate North Korea into the global economy, which can only come through American support. However, not everyone is buying that the North Koreans actually want to denuclearize, like Dr. Bronwyn Dalton, Associate Professor at the UTS Business School and Vice President of the Korean Studies Association of Australia.
In terms of North Korea changing its behaviour, I'm sorry, a leopard rarely changes its spots. They will continue with their range of dubious activities, particularly to make money, whether it's, you know, printing counterfeit money or selling illicit drugs and so on, and of course maintaining their intelligence gathering regime, and if that, and that may involve cyber attacks if the other countries are deemed to be doing something that's threatening to North Korea. So things on the ground will continue more or less the same, but they're just not going to advertise that they own nuclear weapons for a little while.
Well, it appears things have improved away from direct nuclear confrontation. Dr. Jingduan Huan, Associate Professor at the Centre for International Security Studies at the University of Sydney, emphasises that despite these improvements, when it comes to North Korea and the United States, there are other factors at play to consider moving forward.
But at the same time, I think any current negotiations will not prevent the Washington from also pursuing other interests. For instance, human rights in North Korea, the cyber espionage or hacking that therefore the Justice Department is charging one North Korean individual of hacking the U.S. system. So it's basically in parallel. So it's not a policy that because the U.S. wants to address nuclear issues and then it will hold up any other government activities. So that's what the U.S. approaches are. For the North Koreans, they obviously see this as a bad face. I mean, how can you, ask us to engage in a nuclear dismantlement while you continue to be very hostile to, North Korea. So there are basically different styles and different approaches with regard to how this very volatile relationship can and should be managed.
Dr. Jingduan, Associate Professor for the Centre for International Security Studies at the University of Sydney, ending that report.